This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Former U.S. President Donald Trump has been booked on felony charges of racketeering and conspiracy linked to his alleged efforts to overturn his 2020 re-election loss in the state of Georgia. This marks an unprecedented fourth time that Trump was arrested and booked in the past 5 months. Trump was released pending trial after paying a $200,000 bond before boarding his plane at Atlanta's airport. He spoke to reporters but did not take questions.
I've never had such support, and that goes with the other ones too. What they're doing is election interference. They're trying to interfere with an election. There's never been anything like it in our country before. This is their way of campaigning, and this is one instance, but you have three other instances. It's election interference.
Trump and 18 other defendants in the Georgia indictments will next be arraigned on the charges, and a trial date will be set. A U.S. intelligence assessment says an intentional explosion caused Wednesday's plane crash in Russia that presumed to have killed a mercenary group leader. AP correspondent Sagar Magani has that story.
The crash came 2 months after Yevgeny Prigozhin's Wagner group staged a short-lived uprising challenging Vladimir Putin.
It's likely Prigozhin was killed.
Brigadier General Pat Ryder at the Pentagon would not say exactly how intelligence officials believe the plane went down.
The press reporting stating that there was some type of surface-to-air missile that took down the plane, that we assess that information to be inaccurate.
One official says it's very likely Prigozhin was targeted for taking on Putin. Who in remarks carried on RURTR called the Wagner chief a talented man who made serious mistakes. Sagar Magani, Washington.
And for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The U.S. Defense Department announcing Thursday the U.S. will begin training Ukrainians to fly and maintain F-16 fighter aircraft at Morris Air Base in Tucson, Arizona. Brigadier General Pat Ryder told reporters training is expected to begin in October for several pilots and dozens of support workers following language training in Texas in September.
Although some Ukrainian pilots have English language skills, we are anticipating that all of the pilots coming to the United States will require some level of additional English language instruction, given the complexities and the specialized English that's required to fly these aircraft.
The Pentagon did not have exact numbers of Ukrainians taking part in the training. In a statement, the White House said President Joe Biden and Ukrainian leader Volodymyr Zelensky spoke Thursday about U.S. plans to train Ukrainian pilots to fly the F-16 fighter planes in the war with Russia. Firefighters in Greece are struggling to control wildfires, which includes the European Union's largest blaze on record, AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
The wildfires have left over 18 people dead over the last week, the majority of which were migrants who crossed the nearby border with Turkey. Two of the dead were young boys aged between 10 and 15. Their bodies were found by firefighters near a shack in a burnt forest area near Alexandroupolis in northeastern Greece. The wildfire in Alexandroupolis continued for a sixth day as it combined with smaller nearby fires. Romanian firefighters joined with the Greeks to help battle the blazes, declared to be the largest on record that the EU has faced. In Athens, Greek firefighting helicopters attempted to extinguish a major wildfire burning on the northwestern fringes of the capital. I'm Karen Chamas.
China's biggest salt producer urged people against panic buying after Japan began discharging treated radioactive water into the Pacific Ocean from the wrecked Fukushima nuclear plant on Thursday, despite firm opposition from Beijing. Salt shelves were emptied in supermarkets and sold out in online sale platforms in some places, including Beijing and Shanghai. China has opposed Japan's action, saying the Japanese government had not proved that the water discharge would be safe, and has banned the import of all aquatic products from Japan. Guyana's president Thursday lashing out at former European slave traders, saying that those who profited from the cruel transatlantic slave trade should offer to pay reparations to today's generations. Irfan Ali said in a statement ahead of Friday's planned formal apology in Guyana by the descendants of the Scottish 19th century sugar and coffee planter John Gladstone. For more news, please join us, voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.